The Pshit of the Chayvus HaLevavos, the Baal B'Tochen gets whatever he davens for. Shitas Rashi is you accept B'Tmimas whatever you get. We'll work on that. Those are just the two, and we saw it. It's based on the Gemara, the two different geases, one in Chulim, one in Sanhedrin. When Kuf Samach Vav, he asked the question he raised the other day, but let's see this inside. We'll see the Meshes Chochma inside. Moed Meshes Chochma this. Ein Sofik, she Madregas HaBetochen lefi Hashita HaShnia nechshebes the Madregas Chassidus Gevur Yoisa. Which level of Betochen is higher? What's the greater level of Betochen? The level of the Shittas and the Chayvus and the Vavus or Shittas and Rashi? Shittas, Chayvus and the Vavus, you're such a big Baal B'Tochen, whatever you ask for, you get. Rashi is you don't get what you ask for. Sometimes you will, sometimes you won't. Whatever Hashem does to you, you're makabel b'tmimus. Who's on a higher level of betochen? Second one.
First one.
Anybody
both.
Else?
Both.
Both. So let's see what he says. Ein sofik shemadreiras betochen lefi shita shnia. The second level, Rashi's level. Is a much higher level of betochen. We'll see why now, for those who don't know. This Jew stands at the crossroads and he asks himself a question. How am I supposed to conduct myself? We have many halachas where there's machlokes rishonim. Many sugyas where there's machleikas. Simon, we don't know what to do. You take out Shulchan Aruch and it tells you how to behave. So it's very simple. You take out the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Betochen. And you have a look and you see how we paska. Correct? You're going to have a problem. Mai derech ha-betochen ha-nidrech mimenu. L'choy re-pela hu-shini en zeh ha-nogel yesoyda hadas. This subject, which is one of the most, not one of the most, this goes to the fundamental principle of entire existence. There is no clear hadrocha on how to conduct yourself halacha lemaisa. And these are just the two main themes. You'll see there's many different approaches to betochen. Anybody who's even wet his toes on the beach of betochen knows that there's a range of opinions. And they're all true and they're all correct. So what do I do? Because they sometimes mutually exclusive. As many as say, why is it like this? So the Meshes Chochma in Dvorim says a moedika thing. Al aposuk upo tedabek. The aposuk, you will cleave to him. His akav al shay lezu v'yeshiv v'yisiv v'zele shayna. He asks this kasha. Meshes Chochma himself asks this kasha. And he answers like this. This is a quote from the Meshes Chochma. Amnam ledaiti hi mitzvah pratis. In my opinion, says Osameach, the Meshes Chochma, this is a private mitzvah. Koleles kol anshei ha'uma, that includes every member of the tribe. The Jewish people. Kol echad lefi erkoi, each one according to his self, his level, his whatever he is. Vezema shalom etzinu b'teire rak ramozim aleya. And that's why in the Torah you don't find remozim to this. You don't find a specific command. We see it in Nevim and Ksuvim we see it, but in Chumash we don't see it. Yirmiyahu, David, Yishaya, Va'inyan, ki yesh betochen mosari, ki betochen ha'am abotech, b'melech shidayig l'mochserim. There's a traditional, there's a passed down betochen. Traditional betochen, for example, a nation has trust in their king, that they'll take care of their needs, that he's responsible for taking care of. The yesh betochen TV, and then there's a natural betochen. Kuma isha habotechas babayle ki daig lekol machsayroi. The woman, the child perhaps has on his parents, woman has on her husband that he'll take care of all her lands. V'yesh betochen yoter chazak. There's a betochen that's more strong. K'betochen haben ba'aviv ha'melech. There's a son whose father happens to be the king. So he's got even more betochen. He'll take care of the child like he takes care of himself. All these qualities, all these types of betochen, the Mosaira one, the Teva one, the one of a father, the son on the father who's a king, that's all in our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Umisibas ha'imuna, ki Hashem dovuk l'nivroyot, because of these reasons of imuna that Hashem cleaves to us, la'ochin lemtalfan v'tzalchon hagen aleim, mi'amad v'v'choyli v'ayede v'enyoni ma'nidroshit, the Kodesh Baruch Hu provides all they need, protects them. He's concerned about Adam more than Adam's concerned about himself. Whenever a Jew is in trouble, he's in pain, Hashem's there with him in pain. He's the only Baal HaYecholet Amiti. Anyone who's been through the Chovos HaLevavos knows he goes through and he proves it in seven different categories. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only being that is all powerful. He's Bala Yecholes HaYechidi. There's nothing that can hold him back. You can have a very powerful king who rules the whole world, but he has limitations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no limitations. Amiti, and it's Nitzchi, it's eternal, not a temporary measure. He knows and understands everything that's going on in a human being and knows what's good for them and knows what he needs. Hashem's more concerned about what's good for us and we care about ourselves. Therefore, a person who knows this, he sits secure, tranquil, calm, and he doesn't do more than he has to. Only what was geyser on him from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Moshedim Baruchah Chosid B'Shara B'Tochen. The Chosid in Shara B'Tochen, the Mechaber of the Shara B'Tochen in Chovos HaLevavos discusses. He has B'Tochen, and therefore he has Yishuv Hadas Menuchas HaNefesh. He's tranquil. And the Hishtadlis he does is only what a Kodesh Baruch Hu chives him to do and no more. V'zeh ha'inyan, this is all the Meshach's Chochmah, v'zeh ha'inyan nikra upo tadabek. That's the Indian of cleave to him. Shekiven sheyitzura adam shu dovek la'ashgocha el yoynim ha'aseh mishparach. A person, yitzur, he imagines, he has a clear picture that he is cleaving to the Hashgocha El Yoyna from Hashem. Umagish Hashem is Baruch Bein Yonav Yoysim Ima Shemagish Arabatzvay. And Hashem is more concerned and caring and interested in what's going on in his life than he is about himself. He's more interested in getting you into Olam Haba than you yourself are interested in getting to Olam Haba. He created the whole world just so you get into Olam Haba. What did you do? You see, he cares more about us getting to the Mavah than we care about ourselves. Let's talk about a person who is secure, Noach, he's pleasant, he's calm, and he has not a worry in the world. Because what is his abilities in the face of Hashem's abilities? Hashem's cleaving to me, he's with him, and Hashem's worried and concerned and caring about your lacks. That's the mitzvah without to take it out and look at it now and again and see how it applies to us. But the bottom line here is this mitzvah betochen is a mitzvah pratis. It's a mitzvah pratis. There's all these different shittas, and you're going to have to find the approach and the methodology that works for you. Torah tune, not your own. You know, betochen for me means this. No. It's got to be Torah tune betochen. But it's not going to be necessarily what he's doing or what who's doing and looking over your shoulder and everybody does it. And you have to find your own path here. Or just carry on being a sheep, whichever you prefer. We spoke at length in Chelek Aleph about Bnei B'chayni Yisrael, that we are Hashem's only child. What's the miler of an only child? Why is the Bechor special? The Bechor gets careful. He's the one that does the avoider. He's always with the Ferris. The Bechor is special. Wow, what's special about a Bechor? Because he was the first one, so he's what made you a dad. What's so special about a Bechor?
The guinea pig.
He's the only one, and therefore, he has no one to imitate. The miler of a Bechor, Adam Arishon, Hashem is called Rishon. Avram Avinu stood on one side of the world, and the rest of the world stood on another side of the world. Who became the Bechor when Reuven lost the Bechor? Yois got the Bechor. Why? Because there was no one to imitate. He was all alone out there in Mitzrayim with the world completely wrong. And he did what he did. And he didn't have to, because no one would have known and he would have been fine. Not really, but he would have destroyed the world. But that's why he became the Bechor when Reuven lost him. Because the Bechor means I do the MS, be tenacious, the MS, not because I'm looking for anybody else's. We'll go into it at length one day. It's a big sugya. Understand why Reuven lost the Bechor and didn't get it back when he did tshuva. He did tshuva, so why did he get the Bechor back? Yaakov bought the Bechor from Esav. What does it mean? If you're the Bechor, if a person's a Bechor, there's a Bechor in the family, that Bechor dies. So who does the Bechor go to? No one. You can't be the firstborn if you're not the firstborn. And he was the firstborn. Now there's no one. So how can Reuven use his Bechor? What's going on here? But anyway, HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Yetzias Mitzrayim, this is the whole sugya of Yetzias Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us Bnei B'chayri Yisrael. That's we have to be individual. It comes out very interesting. If you're doing something wrong because everyone's doing it, so that's posh. But if you're doing something right because everybody's doing it, that's also trait. Doing something right and everybody else is doing it, that's not the problem. But why are you doing it? You're doing it because everyone else is doing it? Traith. You have to do it because it's the right thing to do for you. Torah tune. Yeah. Huh? No. Tlali. It's just this Meshach Chochmah screams out. Mitzvah practice. I want all the mitzvahs to practice. I mean, you're going to do my mitzvahs for me? No, they're all mine. You've got to find you and see how you connect to this, because the talking is about the relationship with Hashem. The all mitzvahs is about the relationship with Hashem. My relationship with Hashem is not going to look like yours. Your tefillin better not look like my tefillin. If you're putting on tefillin the way I put on tefillin because I'm doing it like that, this chos, I'll prove it to you. Cain v'Hevel brought a offering to Hashem, a korban. And Hevel got killed. But he asked. It's a mitzvah shomeri. The person who's doing a mitzvah can't get hurt. Well, what's going on here? Makorepo. How did Hevel get killed when he brought a korban? He was doing a mitzvah, he had protection. Shluchei mitzvah in his kokim. That was afraid I was looking for. Kill mitzvah, you can't get on. I can't remember who says this. I have to look it up again. Somebody says this. His mitzvah wasn't done by shleimus. And the pasuk tells us why. Because it says, Cain bought an offering, the gam hevel. You know why Hevel brought a korban? Because Cain brought a korban. The mitzvah is not done by shleimus. There's no protection. You did the mitzvah because he did the mitzvah. It's not done together. Bechor, there's a chesorim. Once there's a chesorim, our subject is not about the shulik. It's taken off. How that works? Not a sugya. But you see that the chesaret in vagam hevel. Kain bore a korban? Hevel bore a korban. What's the vagam? He did it because he did it? It's for chesaret. The Rambam says it before. She'll say ta emes mipnei shehu emes. And then he brings from Yosef, the Rambam, a sniffer. The Rambam, he doesn't use an example of somebody who was Yosef. Yosef got the Baha'i from because he was a, I would say, emes mipnei shehu emes, not because everybody else is doing it. And by the way, you're young and you're training and kids, you have to get them to do it and whatever. You want them to have positive peer pressure. But when he's still doing that when he's 15 and 16, it doesn't look so nice. And when he's 15 and still doing it, it looks terrible. You got to find yourself and find out who you are and how you, this is a relationship. You can't give specific instructions. So there's a whole range of hilchos betochen. You have to go find what resonates and what works for you specifically. We'll deal with the klali, but the practice, you have to work that for yourself because it's a mitzvah practice. No. Oh, the box, the physical manifestation of the kibbutz will look the same, yeah. Not necessarily. It may look the same on the outside, but it may not, you're right. Yeah. Well, that's not betochen, that's ishtadlus. You can manage ishtadlus. I'm talking about betochen. I'm not too mad ishtadlus. Ishtadlus has nothing to do with betochen. I'm not too mad ishtadlus at all. Your ishtadlus will look different to mine. And that's because maybe my betochen is in a different place to yours. But the ishtadlus, the mitzvah ishtadlus look different. Yeah, but it's possible, you're right. But you don't put on tefillin the way I put on tefillin, because I'm putting on tefillin because you put on tefillin. I'm putting on tefillin the way you put on tefillin. There's a problem. The halachas are the halachas. An esrog and esrog and a tefillin, tzitzis and a chinami. They all look the same. But the way I put them on and what I'm thinking when I put them on and how I relate to them and how that it's a completely different world. Most of us are putting on tefillin today because I put on tefillin yesterday, not because anybody else is putting on tefillin. I'm putting on tefillin because yesterday I put on tefillin because that, you know, because that's what I do. I'm not even sure if I did it. Then I look and I did it. I'm thinking about tefillin in the morning. I'm saying, you put on tefillin today because you put on tefillin today. That's hard enough. Without being an individual. That's a specific shoyim. You can't do anything and you don't have mach or vosa boy alone. It's a singular. But you're human, you live in a world where nobody else lives. What did Adam Rishon do? Well, that's Adam Rishon. That's the Balat Tanya we mentioned the other day. No, Balat Tanya was in prison. In prison, they motioned him, whatever. So a certain Goyish, a minister, whatever, heard that the Balat Tanya was in prison in his town, whatever. Said, "What did you speak to the Jewish sage?" So he came to me at a big kasha. He was studying the Bible, and there it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Adam Rishon after the Chet, "Where are you?" That bothered him. What do you mean Hashem's asking, "Where are you?" Hashem doesn't know where Adam is. This was his big problem. He didn't have any other problems. Yeah, everything else was clear and too much. Just that bothered him. So he came to the Balat Tanya and asked him. Balat Tanya said, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Adam Rishon, he said, "You ate from the tree." "No, you ate from the tree." "The woman you gave me gave it to me and I ate." He went to the woman. "The Nachash gave it to me and I ate." And Hashem thundered out, "Yeah, but where are you? I asked you about your wife. I asked you about the Nachash. I asked you about, did you eat?" That's what Hashem's asking. Not asking, "Where are you physically?" He's asking, "Where are you?" Yeah, the famous Kotzka. I'm because you are you. And you are you because I am I, then I'm not I, and you not you. But if I'm I because I'm I, and you are you because you are you, then I'm I, and you are you. If I'm me because I'm looking around and seeing what everyone else is doing, today it can even lead to halachic problems. The Chesed brings down in that Domet to Rosh Hashanah, the Sefer Rosh Hashanah. He brings down the Jews used to live in places where there were minhagim. Anyone knew what the minhag was, everyone had to do, and everyone was comfortable knowing what they had to do. Suddenly everybody comes to Eretz Israel, living in one building, or 12 families from 12 different parts of the world, with 12 different minhagim, 12 different issues, chumras, this and that and whatever. And everybody looks around everybody else and they feel like they're not doing the job properly. They don't know what they're doing. But this guy does this now, and I'm not doing this, and he's not doing this, and I'm not doing this. And he's tramping all over the rice and trying to do what the neighbors do. It's not even a halacha for you. To find out what the halachas are, first of all. You're busy looking at everybody. Yeah, but the Svarim don't do this. And you know, my friends, your kids go to school and there's Svarim in the school and there's Taimanim in the school. There's a whole bunch. It's fascinating. There's a whole big cholent there. And this one's doing this. When the kids come home from school, they feel like their mom is reformed Jewish. Why am I doing that? Why am I doing that? And sometimes the other way. Well, how come they can eat this and they can do this and they can go, yeah. What's a kashrut to you? And the Rishon didn't have a problem with peer pressure. He created one for himself. That's why he lost it. Who got it back? Avram. Avram was the ultimate bechor. He stood alone in the world. So every one of us has to know you're alone in the world. Okay, we'll stop there. But that measure is chokhem. It's nifle v'noire. Mitzvah practice. Have you heard of such a thing?
It's only when there was someone else copying. Oh,
correct. Well, no, he might have done the avery just when he had somebody to blame. Not sure. Yeah, you're right. But that has to be
okay, now rephrase it. It's